Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, we're helping a dude this week with War of the Roses, and his name just happens to be Brandon.
Hello.
How about that? Hello, Brandon.
Hey, everybody.
So we are putting your girlfriend to the test today, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, and what's her name?
It's Hannah.
Hannah. So Han and Brand. Aw, how cute. Why are we putting Hannah to the test today?
Okay, so she lives in an apartment building, and she's one of those people who knows all the neighbors because she's sort of a social butterfly. She talks to everybody.
Right.
And last week, the whole hurricane weather came through, and I found out she was hanging out with these two guys that lived down the hall, and I guess they were having some sort of hurricane party. So, anyways, I always kind of suspected one of these guys had a thing for her. So I was pretty pissed off when I found out she was over there.
Now, why wasn't she with you that night? Were you working or something?
No, I was actually out of town. I was flying back from Boston, but couldn't get back in because all the flights were canceled because of the weather.
You. Yeah, well, that makes sense. You don't want to test your luck landing in a tropical storm, that's for sure. So you think maybe something happened that night between Hannah and this guy down the hall?
Well, I mean, I talked to her and she said nothing happened, but I don't know. There's something weird. I don't know if I believe her.
All right. Well, let's put her to the test. This will answer a question or two for us. What we'll do is we'll run the female version of War of the Roses on her. Ashley will pretend to be from Victoria's Secret and tell her she won a free pantygram that she can send to anybody she wants. And then you're going to get to hear who she picks and what she puts on the card. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one. Are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer Hannah this pantygram, she's going to choose you to send it to?
Well, all I can say is she better not choose anybody else but me.
Right, exactly. Well, let's find out.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Hannah, please.
This is Hannah.
Good morning, Hannah. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotions Department. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
I actually used to work at Store 812. I was an employee there for like a year and a half.
Oh, wow. That's a small world. I was probably your regional rep back then.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I loved working there. I miss it.
Well, that's not why I'm calling, but you might like this even more. So we started a new program called VS Points. It was probably after you left. And we give away free gifts to our customers every month. So looking at your account, you definitely have enough points with us to use our free gift.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I still shop there all the time.
Perfect. So let me tell you about the free gift because we haven't put this out for the public yet. So it's called the VS Pantygram, and basically it's like sending someone a super sexy telegram. So the way it works is you choose a lucky guy, we send him a pair of, like, a real pair of lace panties in a little box. Then he opens the box, and there's a little note attached, something like, thanks for last night, or can't wait for this weekend, thinking about you right now, stuff like that. So do you want to give it a try? It's totally free if you do.
Yeah, sure. That sounds fun.
Okay, perfect. So you just have to answer a couple questions for me here. First question, what color panties would you like to send? We have red, black, or pink?
Let's go with red.
Red, okay. And who would you like to send your pantygram to? I just need a first and last name.
Okay. Let me think. It's like, do I want to be a good girl or a bad girl?
Well, I mean, you are sending someone underwear in the mail, so.
True. Okay, so let's be bad. We're going to send them to Josh, and his last name is
Josh. Okay. And what message would you like to put on the note? You can put anything you want as long as it's under 180 characters.
Okay. Put, now you know that when my lights go off, these go off too.
Oh, yeah. That's real cute, Hannah. Real f***ing cute. So now you want to tell me what happened when you went over there? Hello?
Wait, Brandon?
Yeah, surprised?
What the hell are you doing on the phone right now?
Hey, Anna, maybe I can clear this up a little bit here. This isn't really Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. Brandon actually asked us to put you to the test. Now, is this Josh guy? Is he the guy who lives down the hall from you?
Yeah. And that's the f***ing guy. So nothing happened the other night, huh? Sure sounds like something happened to me.
Hold on. First of all, I told you the only reason I went over there is because they had power. And my power went off, and I wanted to charge my phone so I could talk to you.
Yeah, and that's another thing. How come their apartment had power, but your apartment didn't have power? Explain that to me.
I don't know. Call the power people and ask them.
So Hannah, you went to this guy's hurricane party because they had power and you didn't?
Yeah, and my phone was dying, and I knew Brandon was trying to text me.
All right, hold on. What about the message that you put on the card about how when the power goes out, your panties come off?
Why don't you explain that?
What was that about?
I thought it was funny because when I came by their place, I was in my pajamas.
Okay.
And so it was like a joke, and I just said, like, it was like a joke to say, like, thank you.
Yeah.
They were very welcoming.
Yep, the words thank and you never really appeared in the card.
You know what else says thank you? Like, a case of beer. You should probably try that next time.
This morning's news, War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.